Dracula and his son. The scene was rocky, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It got on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash cool!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash cool!
Monster mash!
If you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us don't know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma and advance mental health. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids for the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Shannon Lee Reynolds. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
With Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
It's 8 p.m. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Penny Fines. So out of whack today. The last one was Can't You Tell It's True by iconic Scotland group Another Sunny Day. This is In My World by Lunchbox. They are from California. Finally, some American music.
Yeah.
So, keeping with the theme of American bands, next one's going to be Paper Girl by Guided by Voices. Not a shoegaze band by any, not a twee band by any measure. Just like solid classic indie rock. But I don't know, this song, I think it fits my vibe. It definitely toes the line of shoegaze, but the vibe I'm going for tonight is a little more fall forward, a little noisier than normal. I think this song was recorded a long time ago, like in the 80s maybe, and wasn't released until the 2000s, in like an outtake CD that was just all of the outtakes of Guided by Voices. So I don't know, no theme tonight other than fall. So if you want to call in and request something, you can call 412-268-WRCT and maybe I will play it.
Don't you call me
that was Dressy Bessie with If You Should Try to Kiss Her. They were an Elephant Six band who were just far better than many of the others on the roster, aside from Neutral Milk Hotel and, I don't know, the Apples in Stereo, who you will hear now with Show the World. Addiction is devastating to all those who experience it, but for women, recovery from addiction is often impacted by their unique experiences, including trauma resulting from domestic violence and sexual abuse, mental health issues, physical and reproductive health, parenting and caregiving, relationships, and self-esteem. Power understands women's unique needs and addresses them through a full continuum of treatment and support services. If you or someone you love needs help, Power can open a window of hope. Call Power today at 412-243-7535 or visit www.power-recovery.com to learn more.
You're pretty dreamy for a boy from Long Island. You should come to see me on my western horizon. So you say you like my shirt.
I like your shirt. take you driving. My brother's beat up car, sharing a cigarette. We'll wish upon a star together.
Okay, that was Long Island by That Dog. I had fun doing my little couplet of Elephant Six Bands with Dressy Bessie and the Apples in Stereo before that. So here's another couplet. That Dog is a nepotism band. The lead singer is the daughter of a record mogul or whatever, and a singer, and her brother was in bands and stuff. And then the other two members of the band, Petra and Rachel, are the daughters of a prolific jazz musician. So the next band, also nepotism, it's Frankie Kosmos. Lead singer is the daughter of Phoebe Cates and Kevin Klein, and her brother is a director, but her music is far better than his movies. Okay, that was Frankie Kosmos again. I don't know if they can be considered twee. I was considering that. And I think there are like two camps of twee or jangle or what have you. In the sense that there was like the good bands, the British bands, and then there was the Zooey Deschanel bands, like post 2011 up to like maybe 2017, who kind of had a more bedroom poppy, like dreamy sound with less of the screechy guitars, which is generally what I focus on. But there are a lot of, and the bands that I focus on are often from like Scotland and the United Kingdom more broadly. But in like 2015, there were a lot of really good cutesy like twee bands coming out of Philadelphia, and they were like bedroom pop projects, mostly by young women and college students, even high school students, like the original Frankie Kosmos music. So, I don't know, something for me to think about, because I'm unclear on if one can call that twee, or I don't know, if it's its own thing. Bedroom pop, maybe? I don't know.
Summer, please be so my walking
If you are enjoying Penny Finds, you could listen to some of WRCT's other programming for similar and adjacent music, like Womp Womp. I Womp, You Womp, We All Womp for Womp Womp. Tune in Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. for an hour of indie, folk, shoegaze, etc. with DJ Vern. Or you could listen to Between the Cushions. Loose change, stale popcorn, hair ties, and so many crumbs, but the real treasure, the music you'll find between the cushions. Join us on WRCT for an hour of unexpected and unknown tracks. Tune in, kick back, and let the music take you somewhere new every Tuesday at 7 p.m.
everything will come around. Everything will come around. Everything will come
That was Come Around by the Northern Irish band Catchers. Next song, I'm so sorry, we're going back to Glasgow. I can't get enough of these Scottish pop bands. I don't think I can say their name on the air, but they're a fantastic band. They put out a 2-song single on Slumberland Records and never put out music again. But I love this song.
In a rancid log,
hit me, hit me, hit me
with a heavy rod. Burn and burn and burn all the evidence. All the, all the, all the things in my imprint. Grinding, 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 there is more so until there is no more so. I can move away. Three without worrying.
Whoa, another pair of bands that are similar. That was, the last song was Simpletons by the Bats, and before that was Pyromaniac by the Verlaines. They were two bands on Flying Nun Records in, I don't know, the 80s, late 80s probably. I was kicking around the idea this week of doing a show that was all Flying Nun bands, because I've been like heavy into their catalog lately, with mostly the Bats, kind of the Verlaines, the Clean, even like some stuff by the Fall that I really like. But then I listened to a couple of their compilations, and for all the good bands, for every good band, there's about six garbage bands or bands that are nothing. They sound like other bands. So I scrapped that, but there are a lot of good bands on Flying Nun Records. Yeah. There's still 20 minutes left in the show. If you want to hear something or tell me Flying Nun Records is actually awesome, you can call 412-268-WRCT. I just started to feel so guilty for saying mean things about Flying Nun Records. They're a totally vital record of the music of the Dunedin like region of New Zealand. They're not that bad. Anyways, the next song is Radiohead.
We'll be right back.
Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and regular gallery hours are every Sunday 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, call 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. Okay, the next and last song for me, pre-bin cut, pre-final bin cut, is going to be by Thanks for Coming. The way that I got into Thanks for Coming, the musician, is because I lived in Brooklyn and I was in a Facebook group for like free stuff. It was a buy nothing group. And someone kept posting like cool band shirts and stuff. So I looked at their profile and they lived down the street from me and they have a cool band. And this is that band.
Thank you. It takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.